We continue to wait on vote tallies from a number of key states. In Nevada, election officials said today that former Vice President Joe Biden's lead has increased there slightly. In Georgia, Biden is closing in on President Trump's lead. Some news organizations, including the AP, which NPR follows, and Fox, have called Arizona for Biden. It's Trump who narrowed the gap there as more votes continue to be counted.
Biden has won 264 electoral votes, according to AP projections, compared to Trump's 214, and 270 votes are needed to win. Let's bring in NPR senior editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Tanya.
So, Ron, we got some more information today out of Nevada and Georgia, but what is the latest? Where are we in the count?
Nevada and Georgia are two that I think we may learn a lot more about today. Pennsylvania is going to probably go into tomorrow or a ways. North Carolina, even further down the road. So let's focus on Nevada and Georgia. They are counting the vote now from absentee ballots that had not been counted on Tuesday night. They worked on it yesterday, didn't announce a whole lot more. But today they've got the lead up for Joe Biden from 8,000 to about 12,000, and they proceed with the count. Now, that's not a huge lead. Nevada's not a huge state, and it appears that the mail-in ballots they're counting are coming from Clark County, that's mostly Las Vegas, and Washoe, which is mostly Reno, biggest little town in America. And that is probably good news for Joe Biden because those are the more Democratic parts of the state and because he's been doing well in mail-in ballot counting all over the country. Now, Georgia has just been a remarkable story where hundreds of thousands of vote lead for the president has now kept on coming down and coming down until it's just about 15,000 votes. And that is something that could conceivably be made up if he continues to take something like 2/3 of the mail-in vote. That's also crucial in other states. Pennsylvania, he needs to keep taking something like 2/3 of the mailed-in vote as they're opened and counted.
What's the latest with the Trump campaign's legal challenges in a number of these states? Where do things stand and how long could these challenges go on for?
They could go on for quite a while. It is not clear where they're making much headway, however. Nevada, for example, a state judge has just within the past hour dismissed the case that they brought there trying to stop the count. We've seen in Georgia, there was also a state judge who ruled that the suggestion that ballots that were opened after, or rather received after 7 o'clock on Election Day, Tuesday, had gotten mixed in with proper ballots that could be counted. That seems to have been thrown out as well. In Michigan, the state attorney general has said that, as far as she can tell, there's no merit to the objection to the Michigan count. So they've actually pretty much counted their vote. They're still counting some, but we do have a call in Michigan. And there are lawsuits being filed in Pennsylvania, as we know. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani's been there. Others have been there. These legal challenges will go forward, and I think they're looking for one that would be strong enough that they could press it to the Supreme Court. They're particularly interested in cutting off ballots that arrived after Election Day, whenever they might have been mailed. They don't want those ballots being counted if they came in after Election Day. That's their legal argument that spans several states.
Ron, let's talk a little bit about Arizona. We mentioned the AP's projection that Biden won that state. Fox News also called the state for Biden, even though there's still counting happening. When is Arizona expected to finish their counting?
Arizona is going to come back at us, I think, serially over the day and into the night. I don't think we'll have finished with Arizona today, probably be sometime into tomorrow at least. They still have quite a few ballots outstanding. They seem to be mostly from Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix and its suburbs, by far the most populous part of the state. I think it's about 60% of the total vote. And then they also have quite a passel from Pima County, which is Tucson, which is the University of Arizona and many other things, but it is also a somewhat more Democratic part of the state. So even though Arizona has only voted once for a Democratic candidate for president since 1952, this would appear to be on its way to being the second time.
I want to ask you a little bit about some of the congressional races. So a number of Republican senators who had been considered vulnerable held on to their seats this week. Maine's Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Republicans appear likely to hold on to their Senate majority. Democrats are projected to control the House with a slimmer margin than before. What are you hearing from lawmakers this week about what to expect from the next Congress?
From the next Congress, you can expect a lot of gridlock. It's going to be difficult, with probably going to be Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell again as the main negotiators for the two sides. And they have not been able to get much done in recent months with respect to the COVID relief bill, the economic relief bill. And we're probably going to see more confrontation, even with a different crew in the White House, if there is one.
Last question for you, and you've kind of summed it up, but really for the everyday person who's listening to this and saying, what should I be paying attention to in this moment? Where should they look?
Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, first and foremost, then Arizona, possibly with a little bit left over for North Carolina. But those are the places to keep attention today and tomorrow. And then, of course, the courts.
NPR senior editor Ron Elving, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.